Chip, came down to the end there. I mean, did you see that coming 34-7? What happened?
No. No, you. I think obviously offensively we have to do a better job of finishing people off when we're up 34-7. Try to talk to guys on the sideline about not being complacent with that score and let's finish this thing off. And then obviously a couple key plays there that we should have made, continue to make. The fumble hurt us, obviously. You know, we got a drive going, we got a first down, we continue to stay on the field. But I thought before those last couple of drives, I thought our defense had done a really good job. Created a lot of pressure, obviously. You know, I think they had 4 or 5 sacks, you know, caused a couple fumbles on the quarterback, really hit him. Obviously had a couple key change of yardage, you know, the one said picked up and ran. Obviously we scored on defense again, you know, so but we got to do a better job offensively.
Nick's fumble seemed like it was a big play in the game. He has turned the ball over quite a bit here.
Yeah, that was a critical, you know, especially at that point in time. I thought we made a good decision in man coverage, backs turn, take off. You know, I thought we had the first down, and then we just got to control the ball. But we're not helping ourselves by turning the football over.
You talked about when the quarterback runs, about, you know, first down.
Touchdown, first down, get down, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, in that situation, should you always slide?
We should be getting the first down and then getting down to the ground. You know, I don't want them to obviously take an unnecessary hit, but we got to get, as I said, it's always that touchdown, first down, get down. So let's get the first down and let's make sure we control the ball, and then we're in good shape. But we didn't do it, so.
What'd you see on the other two turnovers, the McCoy fumble and the Foles interception?
Yeah, the ball was swinging on the first McCoy fumble, and you know, I thought it was going out before that. It was really far away from his body. We need to correct that. You know, we've talked to him about it, and he knows that. And then it was definitely a fumble. He looked at it on the, you know, it got punched out before he went down. And then, you know, I thought we were just kind of through the long interception, trying to take a shot over the top, but threw the ball kind of low and inside when we needed it to be high and outside. So.
Chip, you guys talked about limiting right now. You're sitting here at 4-1, but it's been a tough 4-1.
Yeah, tough 4-1, soft 4-1. Don't matter. You're 4-1. You know, and it's the same thing. You could be 1-4, 4-1. You got to go back to work on Tuesday, and that's what our whole mantra is. You can enjoy it, or you know, for a 24-hour period or so for these guys, 48 hours, and then we got to go back on Tuesday. Or, you know, when you play like we did against San Francisco and lose the game, then you got to feel crappy about yourself. But then you got to shake that all off when you come to work on Tuesday. You got to be ready to go.
Did you see Nick throwing off his back foot a lot today?
I mean, I'm watching everything, so I get that off of film, probably kind of hit the mechanics and, you know, where he is from a fundamental standpoint.
You guys talked about limiting plays by the opposition to go for 20 yards or more. There's a few more of those today. What did you see on those?
You know, a couple of them, I think our DBs are there. We're just going to make a play. You know, it's not like guys are running clean down the field and we miss somebody, but I think, you know, a couple, we just got to make a play when the ball's in the air. So.
What is that group doing both today and this season? That's different, or it's better?
Obviously, we're obviously creating more pressure on the opposing team's punter, you know. So I think that kind of sets the tone for us. We've got some guys, and you know, we made some key acquisitions in the offseason to add to guys who are really, really good special teams players. James Casey's been a great special teams player for us for the last 2 years, and you saw it today with he had the block kick. So we got a lot of guys who take pride in being on that unit, whether it's James or Brad Smith or Maragos or Brayman. There's some guys really contributing out there for us in a lot of different fashions, and they came up big again today. So it was, we'll continue to do it. I think they're seeing when they play on Sundays, the work that they're putting in during the week is paying off for them.
More success in the run game this week, obviously. What did you see out of that group, and then you stuck with them, obviously, at the end?
I thought we got a little bit better. You know, obviously, I think we blocked things a little bit better up front than we did the week before. But I still think we're leaving yards out there. We need to continue to try to get the ball vertical down the field. And there's times when we weren't doing that. So.
You said you're in position to defense best a lot, and you have to make the ball or play when the ball's in the air.
Mm-hmm.
It does look like that. It looks like they've got the guys covered, but are not turned. Is that confidence in your view?
It's a combination of everything. I mean, we'll sit down and watch a film with them and then go over it. And I'm sure Billy and John will make the corrections on film.
Last possession, you went with Sproles or running back instead of McCoy.
Deuce is just rolling those guys. So, you know, I don't call plays differently when Darren's in as opposed to LaShawn's in. So, Deuce was just rolling them. But that wasn't – I wouldn't read anything into that we were making a change or anything. So.
Do you recall the 3rd-and-3 handoff to Sproles and why that play there? Did you have numbers in the box?
Yeah, we thought, you know, they got a chance. They went to nickel and we had 2 tight ends in the game. So we were hoping that when we were in – 2 tight end formation and nickel that we'd be able to pop a run on 3rd-and-3 and just try to see if we could get it. Obviously, we didn't.
You talk often about 4-minute offense. What do you see from that group?
I just thought we were inconsistent. I thought there were times where we had it blocked up well, and then we hit it, and obviously Sproles, we got a big run in there, and we had to kind of finish it off, and then we didn't. You know, we'd like to not give them the ball back when we had it, you know, similar like we did last year against Green Bay, but I think we're either just off here with maybe a miss up front or maybe a miss hit by the back. So we need to be more consistent from a standpoint of 4-minute offense and not put our defense. We shouldn't have to put our defense in the field in that situation. We should be able to just hold on to the ball and grind the clock out. So,
what was the game plan on offense going in? It seemed like there were a lot of quick throws and screens early on.
Yeah, just try to loosen them up. And then a lot of times as we play teams, it's trying to figure out how they've decided to defend us. You know, and they were in a big man scheme, you know, different than some of the other teams we faced. So, you know, trying to get a feel for what they're going to do from a defensive standpoint. Are you going to be there? Because they've done a good job of playing zone and man. It's just what are they going to choose to play us in? And they chose to play us a lot more man today than we had seen, even in any of the other games we had played. I think, you know, Jacksonville and San Francisco played us in a ton of zone. These guys, their choice was to play us in man. So, just got to get to, you know, do a better job with some of our man beaters. We had some guys there, but we got to do a better job. I think just making sure we knew what we were getting. We just got to execute.
Do you think Nick struggles when he had trouble throwing the ball downfield? Have more to do with himself or with what the offensive line was doing in terms of protection?
I don't know. I mean, on that one particular play, it looked like he was pretty clean on that on the long throw to Jeremy. But you know, I'd have to look at all of it to say. I wouldn't lump it all in one category, whether it's one or the other.
On the touchdown pass to Macklin, it seemed like Matthews. Was that a similar type of play?
No, they were two different. They were two different plays. You know, one of them was a play action pass. The other was a drop back. But, you know, I felt in that situation, wanted to take a shot, get the ball in the end zone. So, you know, we missed the first one. That looked like Jordan was open, but we missed it. But he came back, bounced back on the second one, and ripped a pretty good one in there to Mac. So.
You had to finish the game with Marcus Smith and Casey Matthews, an inside linebacker. How do you think they held up on the inside with some of the injuries with Kamiko?
You know, I think they competed. You know, I till I can look at everything on tape, I really can't give you, hey, they played outstanding. Or, you know, I don't think there was anything glaring out there out of those guys. I know Marcus got some pressure on the quarterback a couple of times. I thought Casey made a couple of plays out there. But a lot of those, you know, I'm watching everything at that point, so I couldn't give you a grade right now on that. So,
do you have any sense of what's up with DeMeco?
No, they just said he was out. So, you know, I'll go talk to Chris and Doc for a little bit here and then get updated sometime tomorrow.
In Lane Johnson's case, without watching the film, how was his first
game? I thought he held up pretty well. You know, obviously he didn't. He was away training and getting ready for this, but he wasn't playing football. So, but I didn't see anything glaring like, oh my God, that, you know, there's someone on the right side that just came in clean, or Lane went the wrong way, or whatever. You know, I thought he played a clean game, didn't have any penalties. You know, I didn't see any real big pressure coming off of his side. You know, looking. As you're seeing it from our perspective, but I thought for the first time back, I felt a little bit solid in terms of what we had up front there. So.
Why huff up today and mail down?
Just we a lot of it has to do with special teams. So, you know, ability with Boykin as a gunner, and Huff is a pretty good gunner. So, what was Boykin's status, and if Boykin was going to be able to go the whole game, and then we're going to have to spell him a little bit of gunner. So, most of the decisions when we're getting to the active and deactive, when guys are healthy, just become the contributions from a special team standpoint.
Chip, and we're going to finish the teams off when you're up. Mm-hmm. What comes to your mind right now?
Yeah, I mean, we turned it over. We had a drive going there where we can't turn the football over and give them an easy one there. And you know, we've got to try to stay ahead of the count so we can get from, you know, first and 10 to second and medium, and third and shorts are a lot easier to convert in terms of being able to run a real good 4-minute offense.
Has Foles been taught to slide feet first? Is that something he's done in practice? I know with Vic.
I think he's done both. You know, I've seen Nick do both. You know, he played last year and we ran the clock out, you know, in the Redskins game and some of those games. And I think he's done both. You know, diving forward, diving there. You know, I mean, obviously diving forward, if he slides, he gives himself up. So there's not a fumble when you contact the ground. But if you're going to dive forward, all you have to do is just protect the football. So, you know, we'll talk about it and we'll correct it.